都应该报恩的。
嗯，
我这我居住在这个天地之间，天能福我，地能载我，这都是有恩的啊，所以给天地叩头，天地君啊，给皇帝也叩头，亲啊，父母，师，师长，这都叩头，都叩头以后，叩一个时期，自己又想，哎，这个世界大圣人是对人有好处的，我应该来感谢他们，就给圣人叩头，又给贤人叩头，又给关帝公叩头，又给药物木叩头。
嗯，
啊，所有的这个古今的名人呢，差不离的我都叩遍了。
嗯，
那么每一次叩头呢，要叩830几个头。
哎呦，
啊，要2个钟头。
哎呦，
早晨2个钟头，晚上2个钟头。
嗯，
啊，早晨呢，我在人没醒之前。到外边去叩头，晚上呢，在人都将睡了以后，啊，到外边去叩头，不叫人知道，所以叩了10多年头。
哎呀
，After bowing to my parents for a while, it occurred to me that besides my parents, there were others in the world who were good to me. There are 5 main sources of kindness we should repay, namely, heaven, earth.The national leader, our parents, and our teachers. Living in this world, I am sheltered by the heavens and supported by the earth. To repay their kindness, I made 3 bows to heaven and 3 to earth. I also made 3 bows to the national leader to repay his kindness. In monarchic times, the Chinese people considered themselves indebted to the emperor.And this idea carried into the era of the Republic. Since I was neither attending school nor cultivating the way, I had no teacher. Yet I knew that if I wanted to leave home, I would need a teacher. If I went to school, I would also need a teacher. Therefore, with the utmost sincerity and respect, I bowed to my teacher in advance.After an interval, I still felt I wasn't doing enough. So I started bowing to the sages of the past and present, having heard that sages are wise from birth and that they benefit people, I thought I should thank them. And so I bowed to the great sages and worthies. I bowed to Lord Guan Yu, to General Yue Fei, and to just about every renowned figure in history.I kept increasing my bows until I was making 833 bows each time. Every morning before the others got up, I would go outside and bow my superstitious bows. At night, after everyone had gone to sleep, I again went outside to bow. I had no real reason for bowing like this. I simply didn't want people to know.
我这个小的时候啊就是割地呀、啊。
嗯。
我那时候多大？14岁吧。
嗯嗯嗯。
是13岁、啊。
嗯嗯嗯。
我有哥哥。
嗯。
他割地，譬如割高粱啊。
嗯嗯。
他割半喇子。
嗯。
半喇子就是割3条垄。
割3垄。嗯。3垄。
割6条垄啊，是整的。
整的啊。
我比他小5岁。
嗯。
他割个半喇子，我割整的。
真的呀、啊！
哎，
哎呦，割高粱不容易割呀。
是啊，
啊
那个子小，
是、啊、
不容易，
不容易割呀。拿那镰刀，
可是
不容易。
我有方法
啊！
我这个方法，他虽然我这个年纪轻小啊，
嗯，
可是我会用力。
哦。
我是就割这个地，根本我就不用多大力了。
你是割的，不是拔呀，是不是？
哎、
拿镰刀割，是不是？
是啊，
是啊。
他也是割，他
是
割。嗯，
那因为那是一根一根的。
哎，
我割过，
这不割倒。
我小时候割。
可是我这么抱着，这一抱一下子就可以割十几根。
哦，
十几根。
你把拿起这么抱。
哎，他们
你是科学方法。
哎，
科学方法。
我
我那
我在他那个不高粱也高，我把他都抱到一起，我胳膊一伸伸到那个最后那个，我那么一格，
哦，
可以打，
那是
这么一条子都搁起来，
那我是一根一根搁，
哎，
一根搁，
哎，
因为我那会儿小，
他们大人也都没有像我那么，那么多的，
这他们都没有经验，
我也没有人叫我，是做什么怎么做，我就是看
看人怎么做，咱们学嘛，
哎。我也不一定照着他们那个，我有我的方法。
嗯，
啊，总而言之，都能胜过他们。
When I was 13 or 14, I could cut double the amount of grain that my brother, who was 5 years older than me, could cut. For example, if he could cut 3 rows of sorghum, I could cut 6. Sorghum is pretty tough to cut, especially for someone as young and small as I was. But I had my method, and I knew how to use my strength. Actually, I didn't use much strength. Sorghum grows very tall, but I would grab a big bunch of stalks and then stretch my arm as far as I could reach and cut through the whole bunch in one cut. None of the adults could cut as much as I could. No one taught me this method. I watched the way they did it, but I didn't follow their way. I had my own way, and I could cut more than they could.
有一次您是做梦啊，是梦见什么？梦见跑这个洞山坑子里的洞里头。什么时候有做梦？小时候啊。
那我也不记得多大了，那是。
听着你十来岁梦见是个洞里头，或者梦见
不是洞。就这么那个路，就像那个筛子窟窿那么。
哦，就筛子窟窿似的那个路，
哎，
啊。
哎，底下就不知多深。
哦。
哎，那个路呢，就这么像那个罗网似的。
哦。
是这么的，在上面可以走，
啊，
但是一不小心一定就
掉下去。
哎。
哦。
哎。
哦。
在这个路。
路。
感到我走到。那个没有这个窟窿的地方了，没有这个网罗的地方了，到那个平安这个康庄大道了，没有了，再望望后边那个路上啊，不知多少人跟着我来，
哦，
老的年轻的什么样人都有，也哪个国家也都有，
是不是就现代性情形的一个预兆，是吧？
不知道是不是现在走的路。
When I was little, I dreamed I was walking on a road which was gutted with holes like those of a sieve. They were very deep holes, and if I wasn't careful, I could slip and fall into one of them. When I walked past the holes, onto a safe, smooth highway, I glanced back and saw a great many people following me,old and young, people of all ages and nationalities. I wonder if that's the road I'm walking on now.
这是小的时候，
是啊，
我说我这个生来是什么也不怕的，啊，天魔地魔神魔鬼魔人魔我都不怕的，我以为我这个定力够了，什么我都不怕了，
嗯，
哎，那时候以后就有了病了，
啊，
病的七八天人事不行了。
哎呀，
以后恢复过来了，我觉得这病魔我是怕的。
病魔，
哎，这个东西你做不得主，
这不能做主。
哎
，In my life, I have never been afraid of anything. I said.Everyone is afraid of demons, but I'm not. Demons are afraid of me. Heaven demons, earth demons, spirit, ghost, and human demons. I am not afraid of any demons at all. Guess what happened after I said that? A demon of sickness came, and when it came, it was I who feared the demon, not the other way around.When the sickness came, my body wouldn't listen to orders. I couldn't even walk around or sit up. I was so sick, but I lay on the bed from morning to night, unable to eat or drink. I thought, I spoke foolishly, and now a demon of sickness has found me, and there is nothing I can do.
16岁读了一年书，十六岁又读一年书，十七岁读了一年书，前前后后合起来这是两年半，两年半呢说起来这人都不相信，我把五经四书都读了，古文八本我读有七本，艺术也读了，读了十五本，我同学他读了十五年，我还被他超过去追过去。
At the age of 15, I studied for half a year at the village school. I remember school started on the 10th of the third lunar month and ended on the 13th of the 8th month. In winter, the Japanese came, and there was no school. I studied for 2 full years when I was 16 and 17, and so altogether I received 2.5 years of schooling. You won't believe this, but I had a classmate who had studied for 15 years. I only studied for 2.5 years, but I was ahead of him by 2 books. I studied the 4 books and 5 classics, 7 of the 8 volumes of ancient literature, and 15 or 16 medical texts. By the time I was 18, there was nothing left for me to study.
读的时候，因为在家里听我母亲念过，我就会了。那时候听一遍就会了。能背得读，也不用怎么念。一到念《三字经》的时候，这《三字经》没有念过，也没有听过。怎么样呢？今天在。 在这个炕上，北方都是炕上，在炕上啊，背的熟熟的，滚瓜烂熟，一到地下老师那就都忘了，一句也不记得了，懂不懂呢？念的时候不一定懂，可是记得。
Since I had heard my mother recite the 100 surnames at home, I could memorize it right away. But I had never read or heard the 3-character classic before. But no matter how I tried, I couldn't memorize them. In those days, studying consisted mainly of memorizing lessons. Whenever you memorized a passage to the point that you could rattle it off easily without thinking, you would go to the teacher, give him your book, and then turn around with your back to him and recite from memory. Well, I had finally memorized the lines very clearly, but as soon as I turned my back to the teacher, my mind blanked out, and I couldn't even think of the first word. It was just that strange.
太奇怪了。我就很多天都这样子，我这什么道理？怎么在炕上面那么熟，下来就一句都忘了。我研究，我觉得，我知道了，是为什么了。 因为害怕，怕老师那个大烟袋锅子，没错，就崩一下子，就刨头，这个我知道这个，忘了是什么原因，就都一开害怕。 什么都忘了，就是想着这个烟的锅子会不会来。
对
啊，
不过
明白这个了、
啊、
以后我就不怕了、
就
是、嗯，还倒就倒了嘛，
对，
这怕什么，
不怕就可以就
哎
就来过
了，到地下再念多少背多少，
嗯，
一字不差。
嗯，
I looked into it some more and finally discovered that it was because of fear. I was afraid that if I made a mistake in reciting, the teacher would bop me over the head with his big pipe. And so, as soon as I went to the teacher, it was like seeing King Yama. All my concentration fled, and I forgot everything I had memorized. All I could think was, is the pipe going to come down on my head? Once I understood, I was no longer afraid. If I was in for a beating, so be it. What was there to fear? From then on, I maintained my concentration, both on the brick bed and on the floor. I could remember everything I read without forgetting a single word.
啊，这入门了就好办了。
嗯，
入门，我念书啊，也没有旁的绝妙的方法，
嗯，
就是一心不乱，就是在那儿专一心来读书，旁的什么也不想，
就是，
也不想吃，也不想喝，也不想怎么穿好衣服啊，住好地方，什么都不想，什么妄想也不想，
对，
啊，就专一，
嗯，
专一，很巧妙的，
嗯，
一读读头一遍呢，就能记个大半，
大半，
读第二遍呢，就完全都记得了，第三遍也永远不忘了。
After being in school and looking into this problem for a month, I found the path to studying. Once I entered the door, so to speak, everything became easier.Not only could I memorize things quickly, but I never forgot them afterwards. How could I do this? It was because I had discovered the secret to studying. I simply used single-minded concentration. I have no other method but this. When I studied,I didn't think about other things such as eating, drinking, wearing nice clothes, or living in a nice place. I had no random thoughts at all. After reading it once, I would remember most of it. After the second time, I remembered the whole thing. By the third time through, I would never forget it.
就这么样子一读下得入门了，我知道这个读书的窍门了，
嗯，
我又读弟子规，
嗯，
一读弟子规啊，弟子规圣人君首孝悌，次谨信，泛爱众，而亲仁，有余力，才学文，
嗯，
这是前面几个大题目，
嗯，
后边，嗯，
啊，您现在，
啊，
这个就光这几句话，
嗯，
你一般人就不大容易懂，
嗯，
弟子规，
啊，
您应该给您解释解释，
啊，弟子规这是做弟子的规矩，弟子规也包括这个做子女的规，
当然
这个所谓弟子弟就是人家徒弟啦，或者兄弟啦，嗯，这也包括就是儿子，
对，子也是
做儿子的，
对，
所以圣人训，
嗯，
这圣人呢留下的教训，
嗯，
圣人这个教训说什么呢？首孝悌，首先的，
嗯，
要尽孝尽悌，孝是孝顺父母，悌于兄长，这悌首孝悌，自谨信，
嗯，
自谨信这是应付一切的。世间的释放，
嗯，
啊，我要谨言慎行，
谨言慎行，
要谨谨慎慎的 敬重其事的来说话，谨言慎行，我的行为一定要好，
对，
泛爱中还广泛的博爱的来对大众。
这是，对不起，这是论语上话，论语啊，孔子论语上有句话，泛爱众而亲仁，是吧？您讲，
有余力才
小
文，再有空闲的时候还小更多的这种文字般若。
Once I knew the secret to studying, I read the standards for students. The first few lines give the major themes. These standards for students are guidelines handed down to us by the sages. First, be filial and fraternal. Next, be careful and honest. Cherish all living beings and draw near to good-hearted people. Whatever energy you have left should be devoted to study. These are rules for students and disciples, as well as for sons, daughters, and brothers and sisters. These rules are teachings left by sages. The sages teach us, first of all, to be filial to our parents and respectful to our brothers and elders. Secondly, we should accord with worldly conventions and be cautious in our speech and behavior. We should speak seriously and in earnest. We should regard all beings with universal kindness. Then, if we have any spare time, we should learn more literary prajna.
下边呢说的更明显了。
那说，
父母呼应勿缓，父母命行勿懒，父母教父母教须敬听，父母宰须顺承。冬在温，夏在静，晨在省，昏在定。出必告，反必面，须有常，业无变。有这一读这个书，我想，这个书怎么这么好呢？叫人呢做人的道理，
孝道，
说得清清楚楚的。
The next lines are even more clear. When father and mother are calling, answer them right away. When they give you instructions, obey without hesitation. When your parents instruct you, respectfully do as you're told. When your parents scold you, you should compliantly accept it. In the winter, make sure they are warm. In the summer, make sure they are cool. Each morning, cheerfully greet them. At night, wish your parents a pleasant rest. Before going out, tell your parents. Let them know when you return. Dwell in a fixed place and finish what you begin. When I read this book, I thought it was wonderful, for it sets forth clearly the principles of how to be a good person.
就这个，我走路也读书，走路我背书，我那个走路是眼睛要看着路啊，所以心里背书，口里背书，熟的我就背一遍又一遍，来回背，背完了一遍再背一遍，是生的，要熟的，每一天要温习它一两遍，就这么样，读完了这书永远都不忘
了，这了不起，
这叫路上，还有枕上。
您是三上是吧？三上什么？三上三道是吧？
这个枕上睡觉的时候，不想旁的，就想书，书上怎么说的，然后自己想，古人著书立说，这是给后人留下一个法宅，我能不能照这个法宅去做呢？我能不能效法呢？
I would memorize my lessons as I walked. Keeping my eyes on the road, I recited the text from memory, both with my mouth and in my mind. If it was a new lesson, I would recite it over and over. If it was an old lesson, I would review it once or twice every day. That way, once I finished a lesson, I would never forget it. That's on the road. I also memorized on the pillow. When I went to bed, I reviewed my lessons. After reviewing them, I would ask myself, the sages handed down these teachings as standards for those of later generations to follow. Can I follow these standards? Can I emulate the sages?
就这样的揣摩，他好，这一句话我将来一定要共行实践。
嗯哼，
我要这样做。
嗯，
就读哪一段书都是往自己的身心性命上来回回扣，来把它算一算。
嗯嗯嗯嗯，
这样的。
嗯，
这山上，镇上。路上还有什么呢？厕所上，厕所你看的那个时候，短短的一个时候，你那时候读书想不起来的，一想起来了。为什么呢？他那个时候很专心，
非常专心，
所以那个时候不能空过你三上三道，这一懂了读书法有三道：心、眼、口、信解药。
嗯，
这心里眼睛、口这眼睛看着这个书，心里就想着书，口里就念这个书，这是三而一，一而三了。
是
这个心、眼、口啊，
心、眼、口
都合作了。
是。
他看见，他就心里就想，
是
想了，
想
口里就念出来，这样，
三道三上，
这个方法我得到了，所以以后念什么书也不困难。
哎，这是真没，这是妙诀，这妙诀啊！
可是，一般的聪明的小孩子，他一离开课本，就和书分开家了。
对，
我不是，我是和这个书本合二为一，
合为一。
所以呀、读得也快，记得也快，我的读书经过就这样。
That's how I grasped the intent of the teachings. I would say, okay, I'm going to apply this sentence in my life.I'm really going to do it. No matter what I studied, I would ask myself if I would act or speak that way. I would treat the text as if I were speaking it myself, and then I'd be able to remember it. I would take every passage and use it as a standard to measure my own life and behavior. I had three places for studying.On the pillow, on the road, and on the toilet. I studied the fastest in the toilet. Even though you're only in the toilet for a short time, it's a great place to study. You can remember what you couldn't remember before. Why? You have samadhi. If you single-mindedly concentrate on your studies and have no other thoughts, you'll be able to remember everything.That way the time you spend there won't go by in vain. Once you understand the three ons, you should also know. When you're pursuing your studies, on three places focus attention. Your mind, your eyes, and your mouth. It's essential to have faith and understanding. You look at the book with your eyes.Think about it with your mind and read it with your mouth. They are three, yet one, one, and yet three. The mind, eyes, and mouth work together. Once I discovered this method, studying no longer presented any difficulty. Many children are very smart, but once they leave their books, they forget their studies. I, however,became one with my books, so I studied and memorized them very quickly. Those were my experiences with studying.
我
当初念过了，嗯，
最这个得力的地方，嗯，就我最后那个老师是个秀才，
嗯嗯，
是山东人，
是，
山东吴桥的，
嗯，
叫郭景堂，
哦，郭景堂，嗯，
就是唐朝的郭子仪，
郭子仪，
他代表
景堂，
这个意思就是那个郭子仪要，
哦，
要仿照郭子仪那个行为，
哦，
所以他字叫汝芬，
哦，
汝芬，郭子仪叫汾阳王，
对，汾阳王，对，
他说他叫汝芬，
哦，
那么这个老师呢很学问很好，
嗯，
写的字呢不太好，
哦，
可是学问好，
嗯
嗯，我读什么书啊，他看我读得快呀，
嗯，
就给我讲什么书，
哦，
读什么书讲什么书，
哦，
他虽讲我这懂了，一读更容易了。
The person who benefited me the most was my last teacher, Jintang Guo, also known as Ru Fen, or Like Fen. He was a Shui Cai, a graduate of the first degree from Shandong province. He probably wanted to model himself after Zi Yi Guo of the Tang dynasty, who was also known as Yang Wang Fen. That's why he called himselfLike Fen. This teacher was very learned, although his calligraphy was not that good. Seeing that I was a fast learner, he would explain for me whatever text I happened to be studying. Once I understood his explanation, the text was even easier to study.
嗯，好像那个报人少卿书，
嗯，哎呦，
那是古文最长的一篇，
当然了，
最长的
啊，
也大概有2300多字，
哎呀，了不起！
我读那个那篇文章，我的老师读了一曲，读会了，
嘿哟，
还能背出，
哎呀，
他就和我说，
嗯，
啊，他怎么读那篇文章，
嗯，
读的怎么样快，
嗯，
就说看你的了，
嗯，
哦，这是。吃完午饭呢，
啊，
睡午觉，
嗯，
睡一个钟头觉，
嗯，
在这一个钟头我看这个书啊也没睡觉，看了两遍能背得出来，
真的呀，
第二天我给他一背，哎，把他吓坏了，
哎呀，
这是你，哦，我都要读一曲，你读一个多钟头就会了，
我读过几遍还不知道，现在还不会背啊，这，多少遍呢，那很难的，
难是难的，但是我很专一的，你算算不睡觉在这看这个书，读书，这很专心的。
For example, there's the report on the letter to Ren Shaoqing, which has about 2,300 characters and is one of the longest classical textsMy teacher had memorized it in one night. He told me how quickly he had mastered this text, as if challenging me to see how fast I could learn it. That was after lunch, when we had a one-hour nap period. During that hour, I read the essay twice and memorized it. When I recited it to my teacher the next day, he was shocked. I studied it for one night, but you mastered it in an hour. Although the essay was difficult, I was very concentrated. You see, instead of taking a nap, I studied the essay.
要书读15-16本，因为我父亲想叫我行医。
是啊。
说是可以赚钱。我读完了书，那时候给人看病可以看病了。
哦，
什么病，我都懂，因为我那个老师他也是医生。
哦，
他给人看病也叫我给帮他看脉。
哦，
读 完书我很穷的，没有钱的，可是我不愿意赚钱，我讨厌这个钱，我这一个东西啊是一个很邋遢的东西，啊，很不干净，来路不明，更不干净。我说假如100个人，我给人治好了99个半，剩半个我把人家生命给耽误了，这怎么能对得起这个人呢？因为这个我就不做了，不做医生啊。这是我的读书的经过。
I had studied so many medical texts because my father had wanted me to practice medicine, knowing that doctors made a good living. By the time I finished my studies, I knew how to treat sick people. I had an understanding of all the various diseases because my teacher was also a doctor, and he asked me to help him take the pulse of his patients. However, I didn't dare to be a doctor. Even though I was very poor, I didn't wish to make money. I detested money. I thought it was filthy and unclean, especially if it was obtained in an improper manner. I thought, if I cure 99.5 out of 100 patients, but harm half a life, how could I ever face that person? That's why I didn't become a doctor. These were my experiences in studying.
在我读书的时候也有麻烦。开始读书的时候很笨呢，谁也看不起我。是吧，从来也就没有遇到这么笨的一个人。读了8句三字经都背不出来。等我一入门了，读得很快了，读得很快，这是好吧？读得快又有麻烦，读得慢人看不起，读得快了人又妒忌，这妒忌有的人叫妒忌，有的人羡慕，老师们也不会做老师，就赞叹，赞叹我，对我同学就说我教了50-60年学，没遇到这么能读书的学生，这个人呢将来一定会做大事。你们各位啊，要注意，这样一赞叹我怎么样啊，这个麻烦就来了。麻烦呢，什么麻烦呢？女同学的麻烦来了。
When I was studying, I also had my share of trouble. At first, when I learned very slowly, everyone looked down on me saying, "We've never seen such a dullard. He can't even memorize 8 lines from the 3-character classic." Once I got the hang of it, I learned very fast. Learning fast is a good thing, but it also has its troubles. No one thought much of me when I was a slow learner, but when I became a quick learner, some people were jealous or envious. My teacher, who didn't know how to be a teacher, praised me in front of my classmates, saying, "In 50 or 60 years of teaching, I've never had such a capable student as this. He will certainly do great things in the future." As soon as he praised me like that, the trouble came. What trouble? Girls.
这你们我不解释，你们大家也都明白啊，都懂这个。这个是啊，人人都很熟行的，也都很内行的。所以啊，我讲了这么久也没有人笑，现在这么多人笑起来， 这个女同学的麻烦来了啊，她打什么主意你们大家也会明白啊。就因为老师赞叹我说啊，将来能做大事，他要看一看呢是怎么样一个大事法。那么下地背书的时候啊，这个女同学啊就用脚踢我。你说这个用脚踢我也不懂这个啊，虽然是那个时候16岁了，可是还说一句啊很不好的话，就是不解风情啊，不懂温柔，也不知道女孩子这个心里是干什么。当时啊我爸眼睛一瞪，就又发起脾气了。我说我要打死你啊，你想干什么？把这个女同学的吓得一缩脖子一伸舌头就跑了。这是啊这个麻烦算这个退去了。
I think everyone understands what I mean. I don't have to explain because everyone is an expert in this area. You didn't laugh at all while I talked so long, but now everyone is laughing. I'm sure you all know what my girl classmate had in mind. My teacher had said that I would do great things. She wanted to see what kind of great things I could do. When I got down from the brick bed to recite my lesson, the girl gave me a kick. I didn't know what she was up to. Even though I was 16, I knew nothing about romance. I didn't understand the mentality of girls. I glared at her and furiously said, "You want me to beat you up?" The girl ran away in fright, and I thought I'd gotten rid of that trouble.
这是啊这个麻烦算这个退去了。退去了怎么样啊，你猜他。他就托媒人。托媒人到我家里啊，和我母亲讲。说什么也不要，只要答应就可以了。也不要钱，也不要这个什么礼物，什么都不要。就因为啊你们这个学生读书读得好啊，他这个女孩子就迷上了啊，和我母亲说，我母亲高兴得不得了啊。我回家啊就对我讲说，某某啊，你的同学的家里啊请媒人呢来说亲，只要说我们答应要，我什么他什么也条件也没有，什么都不要，就白把一个女孩子送过来。
Guess what? The girl sent a matchmaker to my house to speak with my mother. The matchmaker said they didn't want anything, no money or gifts, simply my mother's agreement. My mother was overjoyed. When I returned home, she told me,Your classmate sent a matchmaker over saying her family didn't want anything except our permission. They were willing to send their daughter over with no conditions.
我说那你怎么样啊，你有没有答应他啊？我母亲说，对，我要等你回来问问你。我说那你问问我，这还算你聪明啊，你没有做主意。如果你要答应的话，你今天答应，我明天就去出家去了。我母亲说你不能出家。我说你不叫我出家，你就不要答应这个女孩子，不要要这个女孩子。我母亲说那好，就这样子，把这个麻烦又退了。
Did you agree? I asked. I waited for you to come home so I could ask you, my mother replied. At least you had sense enough not to make the decision on your own. If you had given your agreement today, I would be leaving home tomorrow. My mother said, you must not leave home. I said, if you don't want me to leave home, then don't promise this girl anything. Fine, said my mother. That's how I got rid of the trouble I encountered when I was 16.
第三节第一本那个第一部经
第一次预兆
第一次预兆
预兆这是三卷是上卷中卷下卷大概有三本吧
三本
那一部你以前根本就没有看过佛经
是
吧头一次看过佛经呢是好像在有个妙莲长老他呢得到的这个地藏经是他用笔写的印的他是前清界一个汉人做个道台这个人呢说起来善根也不错大概是个秀才以后就做道台道台啊就转任到杭州那地方他就去看傅兰